It's Monday, May 16th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The man who was killed during yesterday's attack at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods was shot and killed when he charged the gunman trying to disarm him. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says what 52-year-old Dr. Jonathan Chang did undoubtedly saved lives at a church banquet. He says it gave others the chance to rush in and grab the gunman.
I want to pause and just tell you that Dr. Chang is a hero in this incident.
Five other people, ages 66 to 92, were wounded in the shooting. They were taken to local hospitals for care. Two are said to be in stable condition, two more in good condition. We do not have information about the fifth person who was injured. Sheriff Barnes says the gunman was 68-year-old David Cho of Las Vegas, an immigrant from China, but he'd spent time living in Taiwan. He was armed with two pistols and what appeared to be four Molotov cocktails. Investigators say he mingled with churchgoers at the banquet, then used chains and glue in a try to block the doors to the church hall before opening fire. Sheriff Barnes says Cho was apparently upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan.
We do know that based on information we've collected, and I'm not going to go into the details of that evidence, was a politically motivated hate incident, a grievance that this individual had between himself and the Taiwanese community at large.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer says investigators found a note in Cho's car that complained about how he was treated while he lived in Taiwan. Prosecutors are expected to file charges tomorrow. The shooting in Laguna Woods came a day after the attack at a supermarket in Buffalo by an 18-year-old white man apparently bent on killing as many black people as he could. He killed 10 before police surrounded him. Brian Levin directs the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino. He says shooters like the one in Buffalo often don't keep their racist and violent views secret.
If you see people talking really conflictually and very aggressively and talking about weapons acquisition, this is a red flag, and we need to have red flag laws more across the country and enforced.
Brian Levin at Cal State San Bernardino. He was a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk, as he often is after shootings motivated by hate. Now to other things. Congressman Tony Cardenas is asking LA County and the FAA to put a 30-day hold on all flights out of Whiteman Airport in Pacoima until that airport's safety can be reviewed. The Panorama City Democrat says 13 small planes have crashed at or close to Whiteman in the past 10 years, including two this year. That second crash happened last month along the 210 freeway in Sylmar and took the life of the pilot. Whiteman is one of five general aviation airfields owned by LA County. It sees more than 80,000 takeoffs and landings each year. FAA spokesman Ian Greger says federal aviation officials will respond directly to Congressman Cardenas. Naleo, the LA-based advocacy group that promotes Latino civic participation, recently surveyed registered Latino voters in Los Angeles. It found more than half said they had not yet received information about how to cast a ballot in the June 7th primary. Here's Naleo's Arturo Vargas.
Latinos understand the importance of voting, but the lack of information about how to vote, information about candidates, can discourage Latinos from voting.
Vargas says many Latino voters say they will cast a ballot only in races they know about and skip the rest. He says voter outreach should explain what each elected office does so Angelenos understand how those who are elected affect their daily lives. An LA judge has knocked down a 2018 California law that required companies to appoint at least three women to their corporate boards by this year. The conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch challenged the law in 2019. LA Superior Court Judge Maureen Duffy Lewis says in a ruling dated Friday that requiring companies to appoint women directors violated the right to equal treatment. And baby formula maker Abbott said today it has reached an agreement with U.S. health regulators to restart production at its largest domestic factory, although it will be well over a month before any new products ship from that site to help ease the national shortage facing parents. Abbott did not immediately detail the terms of the agreement with the Food and Drug Administration, which has been investigating safety concerns at that Michigan plant since early this year. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.